There's one particular family who I am dealing with who have been in the scheme for quite a while, who have had a number of issues right from the outset, where they had to go and borrow the money to pay for the testing of the blocks. Their age is obviously ongoing. Their health is deteriorating. Their property is an asset which they had hoped to leave to their children. Their asset is deteriorating, and they are anxious that they might not live long enough to see the outcome of the enhancement of and the remediation of their property.
And the presumption would be that somebody of that age should be in a situation where they can relax, where they can live out the rest of their lives in peace. And in the case of the people you're referring to, they're doing anything but.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would even go so far as to say it's having a detrimental effect on both their physical well-being and their mental well-being.
You're asking that some form of prioritisation could be brought into place here, that people of that age could be fast-tracked through the system. We know that the committee is going to seek another deputation to the Housing Agency and to the Minister in Dublin. Is this an issue you'd like to see discussed at such a meeting?
It is. I would like to see, because of their age and because of their ongoing health issues, that their case could be prioritised and come to a speedy conclusion.
There are a number of other people of advanced years in the scheme as well. Would you be looking at, say, suggesting if somebody is over 70 that they be fast-tracked, that you come up with some formula that can hopefully minimise the stress on older people?
I would be calling for that, yeah.